Okay, so welcome back everybody, and we're going to go through this death meditation process that Venerable Robina has asked us to do in her absence. So if you would just like to just to start to settle in a little bit and to make yourselves comfortable in whatever position you're seated in, whether that's on the floor, on a cushion, or on your chair. And just start to feel for your breath, the gentle rhythms of your inhalation and exhalation as it moves gently through your body. And using the sensations of the experience of your body breathing to bring you more consciously into the present moment, more deeply into your body, and to anchor your mind more fully in the here and now by using your breath as an anchor. And to help us as we move through this meditation on the death process, I invite you to visualize in front of you your guru, if you have one, and or Shakyamuni Buddha. Or just simply a sphere of golden light that represents all the good qualities and realizations of an enlightened mind. If you're familiar with Shakyamuni Buddha and you have a guru seated upon a golden throne upheld by snow lions on a lotus sun and moon cushion, golden in body with the three robes, adorned with the major and minor marks, right hand in the mudra of touching the earth and left in the mudra of concentration holding a begging bowl. And as we move through this meditation, light rays radiate from Shakyamuni Buddha, along with your guru if you have one, bestowing the blessings of the realizations of the inner experience of this process of death, which is the inevitability of our human life. So beginning to focus on the appearance of a mirage. Thinking that this appearance of the mirage is happening now. And that upon that appearance, I label vision of mirage. My thought merely labels on that. Therefore, the true existence of this vision is completely empty. Completely empty. The wisdom that is aware of this emptiness is in the nature of great bliss. Concentrating for a moment on this vision of a mirage. The first stage of the inner experience of the process of death. Thinking to yourself, I must recognize the clear light. Please bless my consciousness that I'm able to recognize the clear light. and that I am able to meditate on bliss and emptiness. Make this a strong determination in your mind. So it's like a part of the mind is focusing on the vision of the mirage, sealed with the experience of bliss and emptiness, while another part is expecting the next vision. It's as if the mind itself is the mirage. And then thinking to yourself, the vision of smoke is about to happen. Anticipating it. And then thinking that it happens. The vision of the mirage is gone. And now there is the vision of smoke. There it is. Arising because the earth element is dissolving into the water element. The body sinking, becoming heavier. It's like the room is filled with smoke or incense. The mind itself one with the vision of this smoke. Thinking to oneself, this looks unlabeled. This looks as if this smoke is existing from its own side. But actually, this isn't true. Upon this appearance, my thought has merely labeled vision like smoke. So the true existence of this vision of smoke is completely empty. And the wisdom that is aware of the emptiness of this vision of smoke is in the nature of great bliss. Meditate on this for a while. The subject, the mind of bliss. The object, the vision of smoke. In nature, empty. Thinking to yourself, this time I must recognize the clear light. May my consciousness be blessed with the deep realization and understanding of this experience, that I might definitely meditate on bliss and emptiness. Make this a strong determination. Concentrate for a moment more on the vision of smoke while a part of the mind is already anticipating the next appearance, the vision of sparks. As the water element of the body and mind dissolves into the fire element, a part of the mind is preparing for this. Thinking now, the fire sparks are appearing. There is the appearance of fire sparks. And upon that appearance, I label vision of fire sparks. My thought merely labels on that. Therefore, the true existence of this vision is completely empty. This emptiness is stronger than the previous emptiness, and the bliss is stronger than the previous bliss. And this wisdom that is aware of the emptiness of the vision of sparks is in the nature of great bliss. The subject is great bliss, cognizing the emptiness of the object appearing, which is the vision of sparks. Meditate on this for a few moments. Feeling for your breath deepening more fully into you. Exhales become longer than inhales. Again, thinking, I must recognize the clear light. May Shakyamuni Buddha, one with my guru, bestow the blessings of this recognition, this inner realization upon my consciousness, so that I might definitely meditate on bliss and emptiness. Concentrate more on the vision of fire sparks, while a part of the mind anticipates the next appearance, the vision of the flame. As the fire element of the body and mind dissolves into the air element, a part of the mind is already preparing for this. And now think, Now there is the vision of the flame, imagining the dim red-blue light around the flame as your breath is about to stop. Again, the emptiness is much greater, and because of that, the experience of bliss is much greater too. Thinking, I must recognize the clear light. That definitely I'm going to meditate on bliss and emptiness. Thinking, this appearance looks unlabeled, as if existing from its own side. But actually, it's not true. Upon this appearance, my thought has merely labeled vision of the flame. So the true existence of this vision of the flame is completely empty. And the wisdom that is aware of the emptiness of the vision of the flame is in the nature of great bliss. Feeling more deeply with the stillness of your breath. As you move more deeply inwardly through this process. A part of the mind is focusing on the vision of the flame, sealed with bliss and emptiness, while another part of the mind is expecting the white vision. Then comes the white vision as the white bodhicitta flows down the central channel. The subtle wings of the subtle body having now gathered at the crown and secret place, chakras. The wisdom that is aware of the emptiness of the white vision is in the nature of great bliss. And you experience even greater bliss, greater emptiness. Feeling for a subtle energetic movement. As the white bodhicitta flows down the central channel. Thinking the true existence of the white vision is completely empty. a white vision that is likened to the moonlight. Concentrating on this as part of the mind anticipates the red vision. Thinking, I must recognize the clear light and definitely meditate on bliss and emptiness. This mind, your mind of great bliss, cognizing the emptiness, the appearance of the white vision. Then think that the red vision is about to happen, anticipating it. Knowing that it's happening. And then it happens. The white vision has vanished. And now the red vision appears as the red bodhicitta moves up the central channel. Thinking this red vision is completely empty of existing from its own side. It appears unlabeled, but it's not. On this appearance, my thought is merely labeling red vision. Experiencing even greater emptiness, even greater bliss. Feeling into the stillness, the peace. Deep within oneself. So you meditate on this vision of red light. Experiencing its emptiness. Based upon which great bliss is generated within your mind. Then thinking, I must recognize the clear light May my consciousness be blessed, that I might definitely realize the clear light nature of my mind and meditate on bliss and emptiness. The red vision ceases, and now there is the dark vision. Complete blackness. Thinking it looks unlabeled, existing from its own side. But it's not true. Now there is even greater bliss, an even greater experience of emptiness. Thinking, I must recognize the clear light nature of my mind. Concentrating part of your mind on the dark vision. And anticipate with another part of your mind the clear light. And finally, this clear light arises like dawn in autumn. There is appearing, but there is also the wisdom understanding emptiness. Thinking I, everything is empty. This emptiness is the great emptiness. Now there is even more bliss. And this bliss is so great, it almost doesn't fit in the sky. And it's unified with emptiness. Emptiness is bliss, and bliss is emptiness. Oneness, same taste, like water mixed with water. Bliss is subject, and emptiness is object. But non-dual. Now this emptiness is at its greatest, and this bliss is at its greatest. This vision of clear light is totally empty of existing from its own side. The clear light nature of your mind, the Dharmakaya. Empty. This is the nature, the clear light nature of my mind. Thinking this is me. Spending a moment checking on this. You're not seeing your body. You're not seeing anything else. Just this clear light vision. While you are holding your mind in this, have another tiny part of your mind look at how your eye appears, like you're spying on yourself. Try to identify the feeling that this brings. Thinking, how do I view the eye? How does it feel? How does it appear to me? There's a way that we usually believe in the eye. The self. There's a certain feeling, a way that we view it. If you just bring up the word I, if you're too intellectual about it, it will not help. If you try to grab it too strongly, you won't catch it. It'll be like one of those tiny goldfish that moves so quickly. You have to be very skillful, very careful. So slowly. In the state of the clear light vision, the clear light nature of your Dharmakaya mind. Try to check up on this I, this self, and concentrate on that. the clear light nature of the mind and death, your death. Experience the mind, blissful, it's cognizing its emptiness of its own emptiness. Now, from within this state of your inner experience of this meditation, gently feeling again the natural rhythm of your breath as it moves through you. Connecting with it more deeply. As you start to move your concentration into this present moment, to the here and now, feeling for your body, connecting with the sounds around you. Sensations in your mouth. Gently opening your eyes. Connecting once again. The external experience of all the shapes and colours that create our visual world. Remembering their lack of inherent existence. As we dedicate whatever virtue, whatever merit has been generated through our practice of this, familiarizing ourselves with this process of death, through this meditation gifted to us by Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. And dedicating. So, Faye, if you could share the screen. Thank you. Due to this virtue, may I quickly become a Guru Buddha and lead all transmigratory beings without exception to that state. May this precious supreme bodhicitta not yet born arise. May that arisen not decline, but increase more and more. And then we can do the long life prayers for His Holiness and Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. We do them in Tibetan. And we do the second prayer, the prayer that begins the wish granting, wish fulfilling joy. Jiten kam de pende marupa gale joe sempe jin Kadrin son me ten sing get so chu. Could say ten chin she dun dun dru shu. Ntup so jan shin jam gyn yao wei ten sin kyon pel wei kwan zo do po se chu sim ko wei le mon tu ru pa ha ta tso ru je And for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, so may I too, to dispel the darkness and ignorance in this world.